Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. Today, we talk to the Democratic candidate running for McLean County Board District 6, Anna Beer. District 6 is an area which serves parts of Uptown Normal, parts of Illinois State University as well. Beer's opponent, Libertarian David Scarpelli, declined WGLT's request to participate. Videos of these interviews will be available online as well. Candidates get 2 minutes for an opening statement. So, Hannah, the floor is yours for your opening statement.
Hi there. So, first off, I'd like to thank WGLT for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about myself, and thank you for the listeners to for participating and being engaged this season. My name is Hannah Beer. I am running for McLean County Board District 6. I'm finishing up my final year here at Illinois State University, and I'm running for the board because I want to continue serving my community that has given me so much during my time at the university. As a college student, I know that I can provide a better representation for our Redbird community. The folks here at ISU make up a large portion of our population, and we bring in a significant amount of revenue for the county. We not only learn here, but we live here. We work, eat, shop, and have our whole entire lives here for most of the year. But yet we don't have an elected official at the local level for the district. So I hope to be that voice.
So our first question is one of government philosophy. How much of a role should government play in our lives, particularly at the local and county level? And what experiences have you had that have helped form your philosophy on that?
So what I've learned about government, I've learned a lot from ISU. I studied political science there. And I believe that, especially at the local level, it's our job to responsibly use our taxpayers' dollars to provide for our community. We have baseline services that we need to provide to our community members, such as the county roads, making sure those are in good condition, especially with the pandemic going on, public health, making sure that that is funded and that we are getting the best resources that we can with these uncertain times, making sure we have free and open elections, just kind of making sure that our people and our communities are able to flourish with a guiding hand.
And since you touched on the pandemic, let's go to that. Of course, the coronavirus pandemic has overshadowed much of what the county has had to do in recent months. And being on the ISU campus, you are sort of at the center of that here in McLean County. So how well has the county done in your view, meaning the elected board, administration, and the health department, to try to keep the public informed and safe during this pandemic? Anything that you can say they have done well or anything you feel they could do better?
I think that with this pandemic, it's changing. It seems like every day it changes. We don't really know what to expect. We've kind of gotten to a point now where we kind of have returned to our normal lives, but there's still a lot of questions that people have. The end isn't really anywhere near. So I think in these unprecedented times, we need to really rely on our local leadership within the county to make sure that they are making the best decisions possible and doing as much as they possibly can. I think the county has handled it fairly well, given that we don't really have an idea of what is going on because it changes so often. But I think that with the students coming back, that was a major disappointment to see that we shot up again. I think that that could have been prepared for a little bit better. I don't know what those preparedness would have been, but I think having the students return, it's a hard thing because you don't want people to not experience school and going to getting all these great opportunities that McLean County has to offer and ISU does. But then again, public safety it's a question. And I think we've done okay, and I hope that we don't have another spike in the future.
And this is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. You're listening to WGLT's election coverage and a candidate profile of McLean County Board District 6 Democratic candidate Hannah Beer. She is running against Libertarian David Scarpelli. County Board District 6 is an area that serves part of the ISU campus and Uptown Normal, as we had alluded to. Not big geographically, but certainly a lot of people live there, particularly on campus. So what issues specific to residents of the district, perhaps what you may be hearing from residents, are of concern to them that you would like to address on the county board?
Well, one of the biggest things that I've personally witnessed comes with elections. We on campus for the last few years, and I know this year is going to be a lot different because of the pandemic, but there's always been issues around voting and not having students' voices being heard with weird hours and a limited early voting opportunities and then really long lines on election day. That's one thing that I really, really want to focus on and making sure that when it comes to elections, that our Redbirds can have their voices heard in effective and efficient ways rather than waiting in lines.
And McLean County government has been operating under an emergency order since March because of the pandemic. Nearly all of its public meetings have been online only ever since. The new county board will decide when to go back to meeting in person. So what health metrics or other factors will guide your thoughts on when the county should resume meeting in person again?
I think it's really going to depend on what the situation looks like when we do get to that point. If we are able to be together and social distance or, you know, whatever the case may be when that time comes, with advice from our public health leaders, like when they decide what is safe, I'm all for that. But I do think that regardless if we meet in person or we continue to do it virtually, these county board meetings need to be streamed live like they have been, because I've seen so many people get involved and be able to keep up with what's going on at the county level more so than they would have beforehand. So I hope that continues.
And the McLean County Nursing Home in Normal has lost about $5 million since 2017. Its primary service is to provide care for families on Medicare and Medicaid. The county recently hired a new administrator to implement more reforms and cost-saving measures. So what is an acceptable cost for the county to keep the nursing home in its current form? And at what point should the county consider other options?
I don't have a specific number. I'm not very up to date on the specific costs of everything. But I do think that we need to keep the nursing home open as a county funded option for folks, because sometimes that is the only option for care with an aging population. And that is something that we need to provide to our residents, because no matter what age or circumstance or ability, those people are still our residents and we need to take care of them. And whatever that cost is, as long as those people are getting proper care, I am fully supportive of it.
And this is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. As we continue with our election coverage and a profile on McLean County Board District 6 candidate Hannah Beer, as we now move to our closing statement from candidate Hannah Beer, you have 90 seconds.
Again, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. I'm very glad to have been here. My closing remarks, I would just say to people, please stay engaged, be safe, make sure you're wearing your mask if you're going to be out in public. Please go vote. Your voice is so important this year. Please, if you feel so inclined to vote for me, I would really very much appreciate it. Again, my name is Hannah Beer. I'm running for McLean County Board District 6, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Our thanks to Hannah Beer. You've been listening to WGLT Election 2020 coverage of the race for McLean County Board District 6. Beer is running against Libertarian candidate David Scarpelli. You can hear all of our election coverage at WGLT.org or online at WGLT's YouTube channel. I'm Eric Stock.
As a public radio